I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sports ad free. That's amazon.com/sports ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Another win this week for me in my draft competition. I must say I have got a little bit lucky, to be perfectly honest with you, my team. A lot of players still to come back and a lot of guys that are underperforming. I'm not overly happy with where I'm sitting right now, but to be sitting on 3 wins from 4 games with a lot of injured players, and realistically I thought I'd probably start with 1 win out of 4, as I said last week. So to get a sneak and another one home was fantastic. I did get very lucky this week, to be perfectly honest with you. The guy I came up against, Johnny Dean, he's been on the podcast. Huge Dragons fan, champion fella. He's been the photographer for all of the Guru merchandise stuff that I've been selling over the last few weeks. Those fantastic photos, all done by JD, champion fella. And yeah, I got pretty lucky against him this week. I mean, his big players are Fafita, and he had someone on the bench, Abby Curacao, that was injured, so that was a loss as well. He's holding on to a guy like Lachlan Lamb, Britton Acor out. Clint Gutherson is his other main player. So neither of those went nuclear, which was pretty lucky for me. I only scored 724. I had Paseka at 38. Once again, one of the more frustrating players to watch in our game for me. I can't believe how big this guy is and the lack of impact he has. It shits me to tears, but I'm sort of just hoping that it turns around. I'm far from confident on it, though. Cody Walker, I think he scored 2 tries, scored 67. Not fantastic, but I know that South Sydney, they've got a few more gears to go up, and I'm sure in the back end, Cody Walker, he'll be the man that I'll want in my side. So happy to be patient with Cody Walker. He's done a job for me so far. Jermaine Osako, a 31. Pretty tough matchup there, realistically. To get 31 in base, essentially, I'll take it. Remus Smith, 29. Once again, in base, you'd like to think that he'll start to score a few tries as we go on. Yeah, it was pretty quiet the other night. I'm really excited for when Branko Lee returns and Remus goes back to the wing. He'll be a kick target there. And outside Branko, he'll get more opportunities. So, you know, if Remus doesn't have any attacking stats and he scores 29, I can cop that in my centre wings, being in a Melbourne team. Tommy Dearden, 29 as well. Dearden, I mean, that game couldn't have gone much worse for him, realistically, the scoreboard and whatnot. 29, once again, I'm happy to take it. If that's the worst I get out of Tommy Dearden, more than happy to have that at 7, considering I didn't draft a halfback. I've waited until a few weeks into the competition to grab one. So happy with Tommy Dearden there. Hopefully he holds on to that spot. Interesting, there's a lot of rumours circulating about him heading up to the Cowboys. So going to be an interesting few weeks for Tom Dearden. I think he'll stay in Brisbane. I think that's his ideal location. I think him and Katoni Staggs will probably be the halves next year. Matty Moreland scored a try, scored 64. Would have had a line break in that. He got it off an offload, scored a try. So there was probably 30-odd points in that play there. So once again, a base of 30 or so from Moiser. If I can just get one attacking stat out of him each week, like I did there, pretty happy with that. But of course, you know, a 64 with 1 try in the game that it was, where they were just so dominant. Yeah, he's a bit of a worry with Moiser, but he's a guy that I know that as he gets fitter and fitter, and I think once he gets back to fullback, you will see more points out of Moiser. Happy to wait for him. Ben Hampton, this is a guy I took a bit of a slash at. I've always been a fan of Ben Hampton. A lot of people bag him. I have always liked him, and he's held on to his halfback spot this week. Scored 31 last week, essentially all base once again. he has this sort of potential. If he can just start to land some attacking stats, or the Cowboys can just start to be fucking relevant, hopefully Taumalolo returning this week, he should be able to get them on the front foot, and potentially we can see something out of the Cowboys, and hopefully Benny Hampton, he can hold on to his spot. And just with one attacking stat there, I'm looking at a 50 or 60-point game. Happy to cop that from Hampton. Andrew McCulloch, more of the same, always delivers well for me. 60 points there and another good knock. Hymel Hunt, this seems to be the trend with all my centre wings. They score 29 to 31 if they don't score a try. Hymel had a try disallowed off him. If he would have got that one, I'm looking at 60 points there from Hymel. Obviously, Kalen Ponga returns this week. He's such a dominant left side player, and that's where Hymel Hunt's going to be sitting out on that wing when Bradman Best gets back. Hopefully Hunt can hold that wing spot. Edric Lee will be sniffing around, but I've got a feeling Hunt might hold it, so we'll see how that one plays out. My two Roosters boys were fantastic. Takiaho, 68 points. Victor Radley, 51. Rads, a bit of a mixed bag. Good to see him return, had a hand in a James Tedesco try, and a couple of his passes were a little bit off. So, to be honest with you, he was far from his best. He scored 51. Love that from Radley. Luciano Leilua, we started to see the stuff that I talked about all off-season from him, being able to offload, being able to play eyes-up footy, and he scored 91 on the weekend for the West Tigers in their loss to Parramatta, and I just thought he was so lethal in this game, and this is the sort of Luciano Leilua that we need to be seeing more of. For me, it was fantastic to see, and fingers crossed it's the start of him turning around a corner and starting to just play some natural footy. It's so good to see when he's on. Nathan Brown delivered big time here, 69 points. Was fantastic from Brownie. He was just everywhere. He's not far away from getting attacking stats as well. Some of his subtle ball playing has been sensational. Obviously, Ryan Madison was out, which meant that Isaiah Papali'i went to an edge, which is massive for Nathan Brown. Sort of allows him to play more minutes through the middle. Now that Maddo's back, you got Isaiah Papali'i, who's returning to the bench. He'll play as a middle forward, which kind of hurts my man Nathan Brown, but a fantastic performance on the weekend from him. Blake Laurie, he was the only man on my bench not injured. He picked up 49. Points. Good to see him getting close to that 50 mark again. It's been a worrying few weeks from Blake Laurie. Still got my injury brigade of Katoni Staggs, Sifa Talakai. Sifa's meant to be back from a shoulder injury around round 7, so just waiting for that to happen. Katoni Staggs meant to be mid-season, so I'm probably looking at potentially another 10 weeks or so there from Staggs, but I just think he's got such high-end potential, Katoni Staggs. Really excited to get him back into my centre wings. My last man is Blore from the West Tigers. Spoke to him the other day, reckons he's due back round 9, more than likely round 10, though. I just think he's a guy that can break into this Tigers pack, and worries me a little bit that if it all goes to plan, I will have the left edge back row over the Tigers, Luciano Leilua, and the right edge in Blore. But they're two guys that I really like. I think they've got a lot to offer. So I scored 724 this week. The bloke I was coming up against, John Dean, scored 686. So what's that, about a 40-point victory for me, a 38-point victory or something, which was a good little win. But need to remember that he had Mitch Pearce, who got injured. He had Adam Fanua Blake, who got injured as well. So I did get a little bit lucky there. You put those guys back in for full minutes, they definitely run down 38 points on me. Mitch Kenny was really quiet as well with a 29. So he did score a couple of tries here and there, but definitely those injuries did cost him. Cody Walker was a big shock for me too. I think he finished the game on about 70 Supercoach points, and I thought, he'll go up to 80, 85 like he always does. He actually went down to the mid-60s mark, so that one really stung me, but once again, lucky to get a win here. The guy I'm playing next week has got a pretty handy side, my best mate Jem, and I'm obviously without Cody Walker against Brisbane, which really hurts. Was really excited to see him run out against those boys. He's suspended for next week. The bloke I'm versing, he's got Nathan Cleary. So my one advantage is Nathan Cleary plays the Canberra Raiders. So hopefully, and it's crazy with Nathan Cleary, you say this, but hopefully they can keep him under 75. If he's under 75, I'll be stoked with that. But I think I'm pushing shit uphill to get a win this week, to be perfectly honest with you. And I probably don't deserve as many wins as I've got. So I will be copping that one on the chin. Got the waiver wire coming. And to be honest with you, I'm not sure what changes I'll be making. I need to have a look through it and see what's available there. But there's no one I'm really in a rush to get out. My biggest worry is Taniela Paseka, as I spoke about. He's just the most frustrating guy in the world to watch at the moment for me. But I'm not sure if there's someone on the waiver with higher end potential than him. I would just love to see Paseka realize how big he is. I would love to see Dez put a proper rocket up him and him turn the corner, because he really could be anything in this competition. It's disappointing what he's putting out at the moment. So I'll have a look over the next 24 hours or so on my waiver wire, work out what changes I can make. But at the moment, I don't think I'll be making too many.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.